How did Nazi policy on Jews progress from persecution to extermination? On 30th of January 1933, when Hitler became Reich Chancellor of Germany, the position of the Jews changed fundamentally. Now, the most radical of the radical anti-Semites held power, soon to be absolute power, in the German state. He had the profound fixation, and he wasn't on his own in this, that all of Germany's ills were caused by the Jews. He embodied the belief that Germany's salvation rested on the removal of the Jews. This was a view he'd held since 1919 at the latest, at the time that he entered politics, convinced that the Jews had caused the First World War, the German defeat, the revolution that immediately followed on it, and the years of national humiliation and misery during the subsequent democracy. In Hitler's mind, another war was needed to expunge what he saw as Germany's Jewish cause catastrophe, to make the country great again through acquiring dominance throughout Europe, and in so doing, to destroy once and for all the power of the Jews as he saw it. He regarded the destruction of the Jews as an immutable outcome of another war. On the 30th of January 1939, he told the German Parliament, the Reichstag, "If the international Jewish financiers in and outside Europe should succeed in plunging the nations once more into a world war, then the result will be not the Bolshevizing of the earth and thus the victory of Jewry, but the annihilation of the Jewish race in Europe." He repeated or referred to this notorious prophecy, as he called it, on more than a dozen occasions in the following years, as Europe's Jews were indeed being systematically murdered in their millions. Hitler's dire prophecy indicates both his own genocidal mentality and also the ideological imperative behind the persecution, then extermination, of the Jews.